USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Leaders of many countries are concerned about the new COVID variant from South Africa. It's called Omicron. Experts are still learning about it, like Dr. Susan Hopkins, chief medical advisor at the UK Health Security Agency.
This situation is rapidly evolving and changing. We didn't know this variant existed less than a week ago.
South African epidemiologist Dr. Richard Lussels.
That's what concerns us, that those people that have recently been infected with the Delta variant and have some immunity, that immunity may not protect them as well against this new variant.
Dr. Shi Za, dean of the Brown University School of Public Health.
We're going to have some preliminary data on how well our vaccines are holding up by early to mid next week.
Concerns about the variant have led to the U.S., Canada, and the EU to ban travel from South Africa. This is USA Radio News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. Not only is it time for open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For the typical family, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people. Think what you could do with that. But if you join right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fee, so that's another $170 you'll save. And MediShare is really different. It's a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills. More than 400,000 people are members, and they've shared over $4 billion in medical bills. So, yes, they can handle your bills, too. This may be the time to make the switch. Join before November 30th for the additional savings. It's so easy to find out more. They're great to talk to. In fact, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Here's the number. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
One rescuer at a coal mining accident has been found. USA Radio's Lance Pry reports on an area in Siberia.
A methane gas leak and explosion at a Siberian coal mine in Russia Thursday killed over 50 souls, including six rescuers. Russia's worst mining disaster in more than a decade occurred at the Kemerovo region in central Russia. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
After months of heat waves and drought, weather in the Pacific Northwest has flipped to flooding rain and gusty storms. Forecasters say stormy conditions in the northwestern U.S. is expected to continue with not one but two storms heading for the region. Forecasters say northwestern Washington in particular could be the hardest hit area in the U.S. The heaviest rain is forecast to fall on the Olympic Peninsula and southern Vancouver Island on Monday. The good news, much of the West will have above-average temperatures over the weekend. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater, on these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater, USA Classic Radio Theater.
It's that time of year again to look for monarch butterflies. USA's Val Dior has this report.
Now that the summer breeding season is coming to a close, the fall monarch migration monitoring begins. JourneyNorth.org wants input, especially from Gulf Coast states. They ask that you please report all monarch adults you see, whether or not you think they're migrating south. Reports should reflect the number of monarchs you see at a single location, and submit photos if you can. The study was set up at JourneyNorth.org to help conservation efforts for a dwindling monarch population. Val Dior reporting.
Nearly 400 FedEx packages were found at the bottom of a canyon in Blount County, Alabama.
Law enforcement officials in Alabama are investigating the discovery of several hundred FedEx packages that apparently had been dumped in a ravine. According to the Blount County Sheriff's Office, an estimated 300 to 400 boxes were found on private property in a rural area near the town of Hayden, just north of Birmingham. Authorities saying it appears the packages had been left there within the last 24 hours. Crews from FedEx returning to the site on Thursday to retrieve the packages. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The sheriff's office reported that company employees believe they'll be able to determine what happens once the packages are scanned into their system. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.